wrestling fans, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Squared Circle Society, The Slap, heard around the world. How goes it, gentlemen? Todd Loya, Bugs Dread, how goes it?
I'm glad you remembered to introduce us this week, so thank you.
Thank you, thank you. Pugs, how are you? Pugs is muted.
He is.
Apparently.
I am.
There you go.
There you go. We hear you now.
All right. I'm better than John Stossel. That's what John Stossel could happen. He couldn't hear shit.
There you go. There you go. You didn't even hear. I like gave a good, you know, tried to mimic it, but.
No. He was mute. He could hear you, Dan.
Oh, he could hear me. Cool.
That's how that we mute works.
I'm not totally deaf.
Okay. Oh, we're being offensive already. And it's wrestling show. We don't need to be offensive on the wrestling show. So that actually felt more of a Eugene kind of thing anyways. But anyways, so how are you gentlemen doing? How are you enjoying quarantine? Or almost over, sort of.
Yeah, we'll see if it's almost over. The second wave might happen sooner than later. But solid. Yeah. I'm good.
Sounds good. So I'm very excited to talk about this episode because this was always a clip that I've seen it 1,000 times, but to this very day, it makes me laugh. And there are two, and it's funny because they get mixed up, but there are two moments in talk show history that never failed to get a laugh out of me. And number one is the Stossel incident that we're going to talk about. And number two was Geraldo Rivera trying to infiltrate the Ku Klux Klan. Both very funny.
I don't think I've ever seen that. I got to check that out now.
The Klan member knew who he was and said he couldn't join because he's Puerto Rican, and it led to a brawl. It is a funny clip.
So you outed him at the fucking meeting, Dan?
That's goddamn. That's fucked up.
My bad. Right. I didn't mean to out you.
That's messed up.
KKK, babe. Oh, that made me laugh. The KKK, babe. Damn.
We're off to a hot start. So, yes. Dr. D.
Davis. Whoa. Hold on. I'm trying to find this clip, and I just randomly came across the KKK versus the Crips versus the Memphis City Council.
Oh, wow.
So I will be sending you guys that link later. And if you guys want to Google it there for some random reason, that's what it's called. Oh, it's produced by Vice. Whoa, we just went full circle. Produced by Vice as Dark Side of the Ring.
Did the Grand Wizard go on a Wendy's rant by any chance there?
It wasn't racist, jeez.
I kid. So yes. So this one is interesting to talk about to me. And in a lot of ways, I feel like a lot of people probably don't know who David Schultz is. And that's because, of course, this happened right before wrestling truly exploded and the WWF truly exploded. And he was kind of big star on the verge of being a big star right before Hogan took off, and this whole thing basically killed his career, killed it dead. And it's a shame. So I guess the first thing as we get into the episode, when did you first become aware of this? Todd, I guess you would be the only one that would remember it live potentially. Like, what's your early memory?
No, I don't remember it live. I remember hearing about it like after the fact. I mean, it's become wrestling. See, I think you're kind of wrong saying that, you know, most people don't know it. I think any
Schultz.
Wrestling fan, no,
they know I'm him saying, for this. I'm talking his career. Let me clarify.
Well, there's not a lot before. I mean, really, he was getting over as a monster heel, but I mean,
I know him from the clip. I never.
Yeah.
Research his other shit.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's not like he's been forgotten. people know he is because of this.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. I think it's kept his name around versus if he just would have been a heel from that era. I mean, the only other ones really that still have, you know, any value, name value, are maybe him and Iron Sheik. And that's because of Howard Stern keeping Iron Sheik, you know. Otherwise, no one from the modern era talks about Nikolai Volkov. So,
you know how they missed a huge opportunity when the bounty hunter stuff started to take off? Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Corporation, brings in the bounty hunter to take out Hogan. Perfect. Genius booking right there. But I'm getting a little ahead of myself. So anyways, we've been covering all of these episodes. This one I actually enjoyed quite a bit. I knew Schultz wrote a book. I never got to read it. But it was kind of cool seeing more from his perspective. Actually, cool also to see he seems to have done fairly well for himself. So it's always nice not to have a depressing former wrestler story. I mean, he's, you know.
He found a niche for a big guy. So
he did. He did. Yeah. I mean, taking out Todd's.
I mean, so did last week's guy. He found a niche too.
Oh.
Yeah. He did well, but he found one.
Poor Dino. He did. There wasn't much of a story after he left WWF. But so this episode kind of gets into his early career being trained by Herb Welch, which I apologize if you hear my dogs barking. This had one of the nastiest trains. Like, there are still some guys that'll train you and still, you know, a little bit of old school there. But the shit under the armpit, oh my God. That is like.
What's worse, Dan? Spaghetti sauce headlock?
Oh, I may not be able to take Herb Welch, but that would involve me going out to my car and getting, I don't know, some brass knucks, a baseball bat, whatever I need, and I am coming back there, and I am beating the shit out of everyone. Doesn't even matter. Man, woman, everyone. Child, boom. Like, I'm sorry, you don't put spaghetti sauce on Dan.
I'm going to make it happen now just for the fun of it.
I think we all need to go to an Italian restaurant and eat in front of Dan. I think it'd be amazing.
With Andre? Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
All I have to do is tell him, he has a weird thing with spaghetti. Oh, it's on. Then you're going to have to try to cut Andre. Then he's going to put you in a chokehold, and then you're done.
Andre put me on the – like, he put a move on me. I'm not even a wrestler. He's like, hey, lay on the ground. I was like, what? Why? are you serious? Yeah.
He choked you out?
No, he didn't choke me out. He was giving me some type of arm bar. And it,
was it in Danny's?
No. No, we were good there.
Did he cinch it in?
Yeah. I couldn't get out. I tapped.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, anybody could kind of, if you let them put you in an arm bar, could break your arm. I mean, that's...
I'm pretty sure with what I had in my hands at the time, I couldn't fight back.
Oh, man, that's freaky. I've known people who know how to, like, choke you out, and they'll just do it, like, at a party or something. It's like, God, what the hell? Like, just wait for the guy to wake up, like, whatever, just leave him there. Well, yeah, I think I'm going to ask some questions if I wake up with a sore butthole, but.
Self-explanatory. So, John Stossel's a bitch, right?
Yeah, right. Let's get back on track. It's going to be the whole episode. Well, that's what Patreon's for, guys. Speaking of which, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures, where you get all this uncensored nonsense. So, yes. All right. So, it kind of goes some backstory on Schultz, who was truly old school, kayfabe. I mean, this was the era where you could start training to be a pro wrestler and not realize that it's scripted, which seems odd, but there's a lot of guys with stories like that start Iron Sheik.
Yeah. It lasted about 2 to 3 weeks, right? Before they're like, okay, now it's time to sparring him up. Yeah. He's like fighting for his life against these gigantic dudes. But he was a big guy. He was a big guy himself, so.
Yeah. I can't even picture how that works.
I can't
worked.
Imagine that. That's fucking insane to me.
It is. It's hard to picture, but I don't know. Maybe you could still have somebody really gullible today that goes in for training and I don't know.
I mean, you can work stiff.
Legit tries to Superman punch somebody, and I don't know. but anyways, so it goes over some of his training, kind of lays the groundwork for who this guy is, protect the business, protect the business, protect the business. You know, I've encountered people that it's not like it was, but are still somewhat protective. You know, they still don't like heels and faces talking during indie shows, which actually, you know, out in the open, that kind of annoys me too.
I agree. It drives me insane.
Unless it's heated.
Yeah. Well, the other.
I don't know. Are we breaking kayfabe? I still remember an incident in the back where two people fucking fought because there were just some fans around. I'm talking about Corp.
Oh, okay. Well, he strikes me as old school.
Remember the Corp and Andre thing in the back?
Oh, yeah.
And Andre's brother got in on
it? Yeah, that's right.
Hysterical.
Corp strikes me as somebody that, I mean, I've never had, like, a conversation with him or anything.
But, he is awesome. I love that man. He's very cool. And very, very, very scary.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's the guy that, I would not screw with him. He'd be, he'd be way down the list of people to screw with. But I mean, that's how it was. I mean, you can understand back then because, and they go over in this episode, even some actual footage of fans that almost all thought it was legit back then. I should say non-scripted. It is legit. But
I'm gonna get punched next.
It was a different time. I still like, and we talked about this on a previous show where I witnessed. I was right with them, where a guy walked up to homeless Jimmy and basically did that. You know, like that. I still cringe. I'm just like, oh my god, that is just so disrespectful. Especially when you use the F word. That is. Yeah, not fuck. It's the bad F word. You don't use that to a wrestler. And oh my god, I cringe.
Some people get slapped.
I wasn't sure. You know Jimmy better for a second. I was like,
He's too nice. But if the man would have kept pressing the issue,
this guy was happy with oblivious. This guy was oblivious. So they sort of set the stage for at this time, you know, there was, I can't remember exactly what they said it was, but there was something in New York at one point that kind of exposed it a little bit and even made things a little difficult in New York for a while.
There was an expose on wrestling being, I don't want to say fake, but I think that's, is that what they use? I don't remember, but they're giving shit away. And it damaged them for, about 15 years,
it said. It was a long time, and so they knew the word was out that Stossel and ABC were going to be running this report, and Vince, you know, I mean, I really think a lot of this. Schultz, amazingly enough, is not as bitter as I would be, because Vince basically, I think, told him to do it.
Well, he didn't tell him, slap him. He just like, hey, this guy's he's coming after us, you know.
Yeah.
Do what you gotta do, I guess, but he didn't feel like going like, hey, fucking knock his ass out, slap him.
Yeah, but if you go up to Haku and just say, hey, that guy over there called you a pussy, you know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, but that is plausible deniability. Hey, I didn't tell him to do that. All I said was stay in character.
King Tonga is a pussy. But
he didn't go in there and say, hey, Dr. D, he called you a pussy. He said, just keep the kayfabe, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a difference. A big difference.
And there also, is. John Stossel did not come correct. He was a fucking dickhead about it. Massively disrespectful. Just like, well, I think it's fake. Okay. That fake? Right. And then he goes down like a little bitch. And he didn't stay down. And I like when the Dr. D fucking, he's like, I was taught, you get back up. Don't let them get back up because they might hurt you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give him another one. And it was open hand. It wasn't a closed fist because, honestly, if he wanted to, he could beat the fucking shit out of him. He could kill him right there. So I think.
Somebody even said he didn't cock back. It was just like, pop.
Cornette.
Yeah. Cornette. Okay.
He's like, oh, he didn't reach back.
Yeah. Right. Like,
watching Cornette watch that video is also fucking awesome. He's the joy in his face. Wild.
Yeah.
Get him. For the boys.
Cornette likes to slap people too. So.
I do think it was funny though, Vince, after he's running off, Vince McMahon walks over, walks in there, and is like, hey, what's going on? You know exactly what's going on, Vince. He fucking set this shit up.
Do you think. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I think Vince expected like him to be upset and be, you know, scared the shit out of him. I don't think he expected
a fucking hit, yeah.
And I don't think he expected Stossel to come at him like that either. Because if he knew he was going to be hostile at him, like if Vince knew Stossel was going to come at him like that, I think he would have known better than to put
Dr. D.
Yeah.
Is there any chance Stossel wanted it to happen? That he thought, well, you know, it'd be good TV if I get back.
What he said right after it happens, like, well, that's a good clip.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he's a fucking scumbag. Fuck him. And then all
hold on. All I know is I got punched in the face, and I was like, this is going to make awesome footage.
Well, that's fair. But
so, I get it.
I can't defend that now.
Yeah, number one, I think he was milking the shit out of it. I mean, I'm sure that slap hurt, but it wasn't. He didn't get enough heat behind that.
Todd, you also had the courage enough to tell him fuck you to his face. Stossel did it in
numerous
times. Stossel did it from the safety of his own home a billion years later. Years later.
Wouldn't that have been a fun ending if like there's just a knock at the door and it's Schultz and just like,
wow.
I thought they were building to when they would see each other. Stossel, and then we went to stop.
Stossel pushed out. I guarantee you they offered it to him and he's like, ah, fuck that. I'll get my ass kicked. Right. Well, if you weren't such a dickhead, and I like John Stossel to a degree. I think his subject matter that he reports on is fucking cool. Not all of it's great, but because I used to watch 2020 all the fucking time. So I was like, oh, I like this guy. And then when I found out about the slap later, and I was like, you're kind of a weenie.
Stossel's a turd. He's a turd. I don't think there's any like real journalistic integrity there with Stossel personally, but then again there really isn't with anybody anymore. But I don't know. I still wonder, like, you know, if like even Mansfield say, hey, you want some good TV, just use the F word, you know, take the hit.
But he's another one. I think he got off easy.
Eddie Mansfield did.
For giving away all that information, and I don't know if he was paid or not, but and then the blading, dude, fucking!
I think that's what took it over the line, and I think that's what pissed more people off. But he even said Stossel was pushing for that.
Back then, I would have legit feared for my life. I mean, there were some old school guys like a Vern Gagne. Can you imagine, like that?
I'm surprised they didn't fucking kick his ass. Or at least, well, he didn't say they did. Maybe they beat him up. Maybe they didn't. Because he did leave, that right? He moved?
Yeah. He had, like, the police escort or the Fed.
That's right, the feds. But, like, he also tried to come off as a badass there. He's like, oh, well, I had to move in case I had to hurt somebody. Or they'd hurt me.
I think, and honestly, fuck Eddie Mansfield, but I also think he was taken advantage of by Stossel.
Okay. But to a degree, you are right. But he was also butthurt.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And because I don't think he did it. I don't think he thought he was going to get blackballed. I mean,
how?
Me did.
Well, yeah.
He's like, oh, this is for the boys. How is this for the boys?
His excuse made no sense. I'm going to expose the business so people get insurance. I mean, what the fuck? That made no sense.
And it didn't work.
Right.
Well, of course it didn't work. Did AEW start insuring their people yet? Is that a thing?
No.
No.
I don't think it's going to happen. That's just pie in the sky. But, I mean, that's another interesting debate. But, yeah, I don't know. I didn't have a whole lot of respect for him because, you know, back then that was like, you know, you got to remember that's at least, well, kayfabe kind of slowly started to end not too long after that. But you know, at that particular moment, you know,
which taking also
food out of guys' mouths.
That kind of sucked for Dr. D, like a few months after. Vince is like, yeah. Oh, you know what? It's sports entertainment.
Hogan chokes
and out. I just fucking knocked this guy out.
Right. But that was because, it was money because they didn't have to pay the sports athletic commissions.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's true. And
but you know what? They still tried to maintain kayfabe.
They still did. Even you had the steroid trial, too, which at that point, I mean, you could say it was totally broken, but you know, that you still had the Vader incident. You still had, you know, I don't know when you would say it truly died, like RIP. I don't know if you could pick an exact year.
What day did AEW start? I said, what day did AEW start?
Oh, well, yeah, that's, yeah. Orange Cassidy would not have fared.
Why are you blaming Orange Cassidy? He just joined the fucking. Never mind. Let's not get into it.
Yeah, I haven't watched it this week yet either.
The freshly squeezed Square Circle Society.
I am shocked that there was blood on the show. I'm like, during the quarantine?
Okay.
All right. That's another debate. I have no issues with blood, but.
No, are you kidding me? I have no issues at all. But during this time, I think it's weird that.
Yeah.
That you're going to allow bodily fluids besides sweat to.
In theory, if a guy has it in a match, though, you're probably just as likely to get it just through sweat.
It doesn't matter the theory; it's the visual and the timing of it.
No, I get it.
It's opening yourself up to be criticized in a time where most people think they shouldn't be running in general.
Yeah,
I was excited to see it. I was like, oh no, shit, cool! But like someone that's not. You know, as open as I would be, like, what the fuck? Although he does paint his face red, so maybe they're stupid and they think it's just extra paint.
So, anyways, let's talk a little bit more though about Jim Cornette, who I love, like his little room that he has where he keeps all of this swag and
his man cave.
Yeah, his little man cave looked like it just had some. Really cool. Because whatever, I know Cornette draws a lot of differing opinions from people, but you can't deny his love of wrestling. I mean, that's the one thing that makes him worth listening to. I mean, that guy loves it so much. You could see in some of these past episodes where he's been on the verge of crying in certain things. So, you have to respect the guy's passion. And my God, did he look like he wanted to smack the shit out of Eddie Mansfield and John Stossel.
Well, he had a grand giant with John Stossel being slapped. Oh, yeah. I can feel the energy.
Yeah. He mimicked it with Santino years later. So they go over after the report basically aired, and then at that point Eddie Mansfield having to flee to New York, which was kind of interesting because, you know, you had, I don't know, I would have gone to the least wrestling centered state that I could at that point. But I did laugh when Vince sent, because I forgot about this, that he sent Schultz to Japan where, you know, he does an actual angle and then they report it as legit media. I can't win. actually kind of made me want to go back and watch some of his Japan stuff.
They could have played into it too, where now that's his new finisher.
Right?
Oh, that would be badass if you just had a guy going around like just like boom, out cold.
Way more believable than the Superman punch, but
that is true. That is true. Hey, you get a big enough dude, you could KO somebody.
You know what? I can't.
Hey! I just want to say this right now. Don't forget, Tornado has a fucking back.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Well, back, yeah, a little hard.
I'm also surprised the Godfather didn't use that.
The pimp smack.
The pimp smack.
Like. Missed opportunity.
You should have busted the baby batter out.
Holding.
Have one of his hoes pour the baby powder on it. Done. That's a finish.
I want everyone to sell it like they're dead. No one kicks out from the pimp slap.
You know, we got to make that. We got to make that happen.
I think so.
The baby powder.
Yeah.
Oh wow! And I like how Vince took how many. Half retarded wrestlers did Vince take advantage of and get to sign like random shit. Like the slap was not his idea.
But he was smart enough not to. So that's good on him.
Yeah, I don't think Schultz was stupid. I mean, you know, I think he was actually a pretty intelligent guy who obviously did quite well for himself as a bounty hunter. I mean, that's
not just smart though. He does genuinely seem like a good dude. Like he was just doing his job and what he loved. Like I would totally be friends with this guy.
Yeah, he'd be cool to hang out with. He would. He's somebody. I know he's older now, but he seems like somebody that could still legit beat the crap out of you.
But he also seems like really laid back. Like just don't disrespect him or piss him off. Like just be cool.
I
have like a billion stories and like just. He just seems like a guy I want to fucking have a barbecue with.
I like that. It's like, I got this Todd in Puerto Rico. It's like chaining girls to the toilet.
My favorite one, though. He's like, oh, they said he was big and bad. I put a gun in his mouth. Wasn't so big and bad.
Yeah, man. And apparently Stossel got 280 grand. Not bad for 80s money there. It kind of implied that he milked it in a way, though, too.
Yeah. Although that I don't know how true it is when the WWE doctors came in. It's like, oh, you probably have that fucking fake ass phantom pain. He's like, no. And then at the end, he's like, well, maybe I did.
Wouldn't it have been funny if they came in and said, take a Z-Pack?
That would have been hilarious.
That was pretty funny. I feel bad about, like, I get it, because Schultz, he was old school, and he had that, and then he had the Mr. T incident that, you know, people have told different stories.
That didn't happen.
It probably didn't. Hogan strikes me as somebody that's going to spice up any story. Number one, because Mr. T was a legit boxer, right?
But here's the thing. All wrestlers have a tendency to do that. Yeah. But I think it's somewhere in the middle. Because one of them, it's like a full-on thing. And Dr. Death is like, absolutely nothing happened. I think it's somewhere in the middle.
I think he probably did go out there. And they thought, oh, shit. I mean, obviously, because he did get handcuffed, apparently. So,
Also, he's known to slap people. So, like, let's get restrained this man. I don't think anything happened. I think he went out there to just say, what's up, Mr. T?
And Mr. T. Run in.
And then it just got blown out of proportion.
Yeah. And I get it from his perspective, though. That was something at that time. I mean, I'm sure a lot of the guys are like, wait a minute, I'm losing time because we've got Liberace in the fucking ring. Like, what the hell? You know, things started changing rapidly at that point. And Schultz was one of the last of a bygone era at that point. You know, everything changed. And I actually am a little more optimistic about where he would have gone. He's somebody that I mean, it might have been a few years, and he might have been given like an Outback Jack kind of gimmick, or you know, some sort of, I don't know, some sort of more stereotypical like redneck type thing. But
Kentucky Killer.
There you go. There you go. Well, the Kentucky Killer is a little more. Yeah, that, I. It's too bad he didn't get to go to like the NWA or something. I think he would have had probably a better run, but it was all over. He said about a year or two after that, and you know, all done. You know, he went to, you know, kind of one of those guys like, I was going to say Magnum TA. I can't necessarily say he was going to get a title run on the horizon, but nonetheless, he definitely, I think, would have had a big feud with Hogan. Like a huge feud with Hogan.
I think Hogan was scared of him.
Probably. Hogan sounded like a bit of a turd, though. Called him after that or anything, you know? Like, it's your buddy. What the fuck, Hogan?
Hulk Hogan's not a good person. I'll just throw that out there.
Oh, I don't think he is either. You know the worst thing? Like, you know, the sex tape stuff, all right. That's shitty, but he was in private. That's, you know, it's a little different. The thing that for me with Hogan was that audio where he was like actually shit talking the kid's parents that was in the car accident. That was probably like the shittiest. I was like, man.
I did find that funny, but I already thought Hogan was a piece of shit before that. So it's like, proof.
Yeah, no, I, although I will say, I don't support what he said, but I am on his side on that, that sex tape thing. You have something like that leak that you were not privy to, and then your career's up. I'm glad he destroyed those guys.
I agree with that, but you also still said it. So you still got to face the repercussions.
Isn't it hard, though, to determine, like, was that a joke? A bad joke, but was that a joke?
No.
Or
I don't want Brooke marrying one. It's not a joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm still waiting for that sex tape, Hogan and Brooke. It's got to exist somewhere.
Oh, my God. That would be the final nail. I don't know. Maybe at this point.
Hogan looks, seems like he's fucking bulletproof. Who fucking knows? But when that, right, that tape leaks, when that tape leaks, it's going to be fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Like, let's let it go. That was 2 years ago.
Does that mean Nick was filming it?
It was a threesome.
Oh, man.
Not nasty, Nick.
I don't know, the Trump tape.
Okay, the Jimmy Hart was filming it. There we go.
Hey, you know, Vince would probably be okay. Remember, he tried to...
Put your mouth down south like me.
Vince was the one that tried to book himself as the father of Stephanie's baby, so...
And he got the idea from Hogan.
Yeah.
I thought he got it from... I thought he got it from the Commander-in-Chief. Oh, never mind.
That is true. Yeah, I'm going to say that happened. I don't know, but I'm going to say it happened.
I hit it. So.
Oh, goddamn. So, Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you guys on Patreon are in for a treat because, yeah.
I'm not cutting that out.
No, not that, but you, yeah, if you're watching the unedited episode on Patreon, guys, it starts at $1, you know. You can support us. That would be awesome because you're going to miss out on some really cool shit. Some cool shit.
White Chaff had to throw it off the rails.
God damn it. Don't get me started on Shaft again.
What's your name, by the way?
What?
I want you to introduce yourself as Dan White Shaft Shine.
Maybe a t-shirt when we get merch. So, yeah, I mean, I thought it was funny at the end because, you know, Stossel's a little bitch. Like, that bugs me when you're going to talk shit like that and not back it up. He would shit his fucking pants if even old man Schultz walked in that room right then.
How funny would that be? He kicks down the door. I got a warrant for your arrest, John Stossel.
I know what you did to those kids. Oh, that would be funny if it happened, but not saying it did. It should. I hope it does, but
one day. Probably,
one, maybe. Yeah. No, I don't like Stossel. Stossel's always come off as a little bitch. So is Geraldo, though. That's what I wanted to talk about. Did you see when he was, like, arresting that guy? He's like, that's the guy that slapped Geraldo Rivera. That's Dr. D. Oh, man. He was Dog the Bounty Hunter before Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah.
I would have much rather seen...
I agree.
Dr. D the Bounty Hunter?
Fuck yeah. Yeah.
Well, they were filming it, so it looked like it was for Japanese TV.
Yeah, I'm not sure the genesis of that. Like, I'm like, are there actual, like, episodes out? Because that was, like...
It was probably a news... It looked like a news report for Japanese TV.
Yeah, because that was even before... I mean, what, Cops was, like, 89, so, I mean, that was...
I still remember watching the first episode of Cops with my grandmother. I remember her being pissed. So I don't know if you guys remember the older ones where they, like... have, like, stuff with the families. So there was a lady cop, and she was, like, having family drama, and they, it was on the show.
I don't remember that at all.
I don't give a damn about this old white woman. This white cop. She just wanted to see the criminals.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't know they had, like, I don't give a fuck about the cops.
Oh, yeah.
They're probably trying to make them real people and, you know, like, yeah. Sympathetic. We just want to see bus heads.
Yeah,
like, figured out what we wanted. Is Cops still even on now? It's on a different channel. I think, right?
It's on a different channel. But they also have their own fucking it's like PD Live. They have their own channel, like specifically for
yeah, but that's not Cops, so that's different.
Well, it's similar.
I know, but I mean the actual OG Cops.
I don't know.
When we go like full Demolition Man though, that show's dead. And we're probably getting close to it now.
I'm waiting for Running Man.
Can you please stop running for me? You're hurting my feelings.
Oh,
I need to handcuff you now.
It's time for Snipes to live the gimmick.
I supposedly it's a good time to watch Demolition Man. I need to do that.
Let's do it. Yes.
That's a commentary. That's a commentary right there. Maybe Patreon. I don't know. But that's a commentary. That is definitely a commentary.
Let's get some Taco Bell and we'll discuss.
Yeah, but then you run the risk of the episode going short, you know, depending.
Easy too much.
That's your white insides.
I can handle spicy food with the best of them, sir.
We were talking about Taco Bell, not spicy food, so there's the first mistake.
Well, yeah.
Their fire sauce is delicious.
I agree.
I like fire better than Diablo. Yeah. I don't know. I still think Diablo's hotter, to be honest. That's what they build it as. But
different spice palettes. But fuck all that. Del Scorcho for the win. That's my favorite.
Del Scorcho is delicious, too.
And they have
Inferno. Do they have a Del Taco in Atlanta, Dan?
The closest one to me is, like, literally right near the AMC I go to. So, oh, okay. Yeah. They're not, like, everywhere, though. Like California, yeah. They're everywhere. They're not.
Well, it's a California company. They're slowly branching out.
Yeah.
Kind of like In-N-Out. Yeah, because they have the Inferno, which is hotter, but it's a different spice palette. So I like Del Scorcho the best.
Del Scorcho's delicious.
I
love it because they give you way too much.
Huh?
I love it because they give you way too much. I just ask for a shit ton of Del Scorcho and I get a damn near a bag full. Oh,
wow. We need to do. Food reviews. Everybody's doing food reviews. Why not?
We'll talk later.
Yeah.
Do it live on our Demolition Man review. Todd does the hot, what's that chip challenge everybody's doing where it's like burns the shit out of your mouth?
We did that before. It was cool when Supreme gave some the habanero chips.
Dude. Also, yeah, Supreme's chili. Holy shit.
I didn't get Supreme's chili, and that's why that is on my – I don't know how. I'm just going to have to message him and say, dude, like, I will pay for the ingredients. I've been hearing about this goddamn chili. Please.
Well, I was supposed to go over before the stupid fucking quarantine, but we'll see. Whenever it happens.
I'm down to go see.
He makes delicious food.
Yeah. Oh, I love Supreme. Icon. If I ever.
Yeah, absolutely.
God damn. I'd love to see him. They should. I should. I don't know. Start an online campaign to get him in the Hall of Fame. He should be in the WWE Hall of Fame. They do other promotions. God damn it. Supreme belongs in there.
They do other promotions they own.
They can own XPW now. Why not? Put it on the network. Put it on the network. But
yeah. Take my money. I'll already have my money. Motherfuckers.
Can you imagine the production value? Like when Grimes gets thrown over, you get one of those action movies. And he goes through the tables.
Don't change anything.
Yeah, I
don't want that. Oh, man. Oh, man. Buck naked, and then they just splice in Mae Young.
George Lucas.
All right, so, guys, I think we've reached the end, unless you have any closing thoughts.
Well, we're talking about George Lucas being XPW. So.
I just say fuck John Stossel.
Fuck John. Yep. Fuck Eddie Mansfield.
Yeah. And all the best to fucking Dr. D, because that guy's cool. I wish he had a better run, but he seems to be happy, so that's good. Less brain damage.
Yeah. There you go. You didn't, superfly anybody, so.
Why superfly? Oh, wait, that's the wrong thing. White Shaft, my bad.
So anyways, I've pimped the Patreon, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. You're going to get a lot of, if you're listening to this one there, yep, you're probably hearing the edited version elsewhere because we are bad. Also, be sure if you're not watching our video version on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to the Flesh Wound Features YouTube page and like our videos. We're new to YouTube still, so we're trying to get it established. We've been on Blog Talk forever, so YouTube's new. Definitely helps us out. Subscribe, like all the videos, share all the videos. That helps too. Also, be sure to stalk us at the Horror Cartel Flesh Wound Radio Facebook group. Be sure to join up there and for a lot of exclusive stuff there as well. Like the Flesh Wound Features Facebook page. And
I thought he had it.
Almost.
We are available everywhere.
You can stalk us on Instagram and stalk us on Twitter as well.
Yes, at Flesh Wound Features. So, yeah.
And radio.
Check that. And
all right. Next week, Dan will get it. Next show, hopefully.
Close.
All right.
Close.
Good night, y'all.
Good night.